Saint Cyril of Alexandria, Bishop of the Church, grace and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Eat the scroll, Son of Man. Those of you preparing for pastoral ministry are called to eat the scroll. Let me explain. There are lots of reasons, and you know them, you have experienced them, for coming to seminary. A desire to serve the Lord. An urging to proclaim the gospel. A longing to witness to a lost world. A great desire to lead the people of God in his life, in word and sacraments. A yearning to pastorally care for people in both body and soul. And there's excitement. Excitement amongst new students gathered on this campus these days to study the biblical languages of Greek and Hebrew. Excitement in the first few weeks of every quarter. It's still palpable. You can see it in eyes, in faces, in energy. Yet excitement doesn't characterize every prophet of the Word of God. Listen to Ezekiel's story. And he said to me, Son of man, stand on your feet, and I will speak with you. And as he spoke to me, the Spirit entered into me and set me on my feet, and I heard him speaking to me. And he said to me, Son of man, I send you to the people of Israel, to nations of rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their fathers have transgressed against me to this very day. The descendants also are impudent and stubborn. I send you to them. And you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God. And whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house, they will know that a prophet has been among them. Wow, what a call text. Imagine if it's your call day and that was what was read as your call was announced. Son of man, I send you to a nation of rebels who have rebelled against me. Have fun. It might be enough, even at this point, to give up this whole seminary thing. Are you serious, God? A house of rebels? Ezekiel doesn't record his own response, but since it appears he was afraid, in fact, very afraid, one can imagine what his response was. Really, God? Really? Rebels, a rebellious house, they refuse to hear. They will not hear me. Why should I go? And if you think that those whom you are called to speak to, most of you, the people of the United States, although it may be another nation, if you think that your call is any different, what holiday do we celebrate next week? What holiday do we celebrate next week? Yeah, Independence Day. Independence. You know, from British rule, we've sort of forgotten that to a certain extent. But how do Americans perceive Independence Day today? Independence from society and state. Independence from church. Independence from God. Independence for pursuing myself, making myself, for doing whatever makes me happy, for being me. What's your independence? Are you tempted to be rebellious too? Does Mr. or Ms. Independent seminary student wish to see nothing, hear nothing, and know nothing, as Ezekiel desired to do? Do you desire to be independent from proclaiming God's word because it is a hard word? Do you desire to be independent from confessing and confronting sin and facing conflict? Do you desire to be independent from facing opposition, even persecution, for serving as a pastor in the church or a deaconess, or living as a baptized child of God? Fear, the kind of fear that Ezekiel had, drives us to rely upon ourselves, especially because we think that God is unreliable. We independents can't blame Ezekiel for being afraid and balking. We're of the same flesh. But God says, "Be not afraid." And you, son of man, be not afraid of them, nor be afraid of their words. Though briars and thorns are with you and you sit on scorpions, be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, for they are a rebellious house. And you shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house. Be not afraid. Be not afraid of their words, their looks, their opposition. Be not afraid of their independence. Be not afraid of their conflict with you, of their rejection of you. For God's prophet has been among them. A prophet of what? The word of God. So eat the scroll. Don't hesitate. Eat all of the scroll. But you, son of man, hear what I say to you. Be not rebellious like that rebellious house. Open your mouth and eat what I give you. And when I looked, behold, a hand was stretched out to me, and behold, a scroll of a book was in it, and he spread it before me, and it had writing on the front and on the back, and there were written on it words of lamentation and mourning and woe. The collect for the word prays, "Grant that we may so hear God's word, read it, mark it, learn it, and inwardly digest it, that we may be comforted by God's holy word." Eat what God gives you. Why? Because in digesting this, you take into yourself the very word God gives you to speak. It, in some way, becomes you. It becomes your identity, the shape of your being, your very life. How many of you as a child, and I want you to raise your hands, young child, well, maybe an older child, tried eating paper to see what it tasted like? Hands up. I think that's just almost everybody in the assembly. It really doesn't taste very good, does it? Most of you probably didn't return to it as a staple part of your diet after trying it the first time. And so you may protest about eating God's word in the same way. Maybe the paper tasted bitter. Certainly God's word does to Ezekiel. It tastes like lamentation and mourning and woe. And there will be lamentation as you proclaim God's word over people who will not repent and will not change their ways. There will be mourning over those who refuse to listen and over the death that surrounds you at all times. And there will be woe. Your church may suffer. You may suffer. But whose scroll is it? It's God's. The scroll belongs to Him. And so do its contents. Ultimately, the lamentation and the mourning and the woe, they are God's. And He eats them. To His Father, Christ says, "Not my will, but yours be done." The cup of lamentation and mourning and woe, it is not taken from Him. The Son of Man, the Son of the merciful God, is crucified at the hands of rebels against God. Jesus, the Word of God, the scroll of God, consumes all the lamentation and all the mourning and all the woe. But God raises Him from the dead. And then celebration and dancing, which I won't do for you right now, you don't want to see it, and joy are His. The Word of God, the scroll of God, celebrates, rejoices, and dances. And guess what, O scroll eater? The destiny of the scroll eater is the destiny of the scroll itself, the destiny of the Word made flesh, your destiny. You who have heeded God's call and are preparing for service in God's church, you who have eaten God's scroll, you who have eaten the body and blood of the Word made flesh, all of you share in the life and destiny of the Word made flesh. Your lamentation will become celebration. Your mourning will become dancing. Your woe will become joy. So go ahead. Do as Ezekiel did. Eat the scroll. Eat all of it. The Word of God lives. Celebration and dancing and joy are His. And they are yours too, O scroll eater. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.